struggle a little bit in the second half. Just give me your view on how the game went.
Yeah, first you got to give credit to Coach Fleming, his entire staff. He had those guys ready to play. For us, it was a tale of two halves. You're up 3-2 in the first. It was a defensive battle. Both sides were going at it, trying to kind of jostling for a position. Offensively, we were out of sorts a bit. Some uncharacteristic plays on our end. We had three drops, a couple of them in critical junctures, third down, fourth down. Couple plays, that we had schematically, we felt like we had some guys open and didn't make the throw. So we were just a little bit disjointed there. You go back and you look at the tape, and a lot of that was self-inflicted, which it was unfortunate. And then, but somehow you're still up at half. So you go into halftime, make some adjustments, come out. Unfortunately, have a turnover, threw an interception on that first drive, and defensively hung in there and pride ourselves in sudden change opportunities in this program. They held them to a field goal. So you're only down 5-3. We make a QB change at that juncture to try to give us some life. Matty Vezza can really make some plays with his leg, so we want to do some things more with the zone read and kind of get him going a little bit. And they get a stop, and then defensively we hold them, and they're punting it back to us again, only down two, and dropped one, muffed one, and that resulted in a touchdown on their end. So emotionally, that was really deflating. Upset at myself, the coaching staff. We didn't do a good enough job in real time of building our guys back up. You work to do that, but ultimately, I think you could feel the energy kind of come out of the stadium right there. It was a game where we felt like, we might come down to being one possession and then having that happen. And then subsequently, them scoring 24 unanswered. So credit to them. They played much better than us in the second half. Obviously, whatever they did at halftime with their adjustments were better than myself and our staff. So tip your cap to them. They wanted more, came up here and handed it to us pretty good.
You guys have been so good and so prolific on offense all year long. What were they able to do? You made the switch at quarterback, looking to do some different things, but what were they really able to do to kind of slow you down?
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job neutralizing the run, getting us in obvious passing situations. They do a phenomenal job of kind of mixing up their coverages and stuff. And they got four sacks on us, and they were physical too. There was a lot of QB hurries that when they didn't get us on the ground. So they certainly were reestablishing a line of scrimmage, not in our favor. We were going backwards a little bit. They were the aggressor. So kudos to them and how hard that they played. And but again, a lot of it too, we didn't make the plays, that we had out there as well. So that's on myself, the offense staff, getting those guys ready. It's on, the guys on offense too, taking a critical look at themselves and their preparation and what we did well and didn't do well during the week. And normally we have made those plays throughout the year, the entire year. And if we're going to be successful here down the stretch, we got to do that better.
Question this morning from Roger Brown. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, guys. Rick, any update on your quarterbacks?
Yeah, they both got banged up a little bit. We'll know more this afternoon. They should be good to go.
Okay, thank you.
You talked about the quarterback situation. Do you plan to continue to try to use both guys, or was it just a situational thing for you in the game?
No, Seth's still our guy. We were just trying to get a little bit of spark there, just kind of calm him down a bit. I mean, I think for the most part, he's been seeing the field well all year, and that's a decision that I made and ultimately didn't work out for us. I give him credit; he internalized it the right way, came back in there, gave us a fighting chance. So, he's a leader. He's the leader of our team. The guys believe in him. I still have all the utmost confidence in him as well. So, that was just something a little stagnant there and just wanted to try to generate some momentum.
Defensively, your guys were pretty solid. You only allowed 318 yards, no points off the defense there in the first half. What were you able to do that? Because that's a pretty good Rhode Island offense. What did you like about the way your defense performed?
That's a really good Rhode Island offense. I thought they played extremely well. I mean, they played hard. They tackled really well. Rhode Island has a lot of playmakers on the perimeter. So, for the most part, we kept Farrell bottled up and didn't let him make some plays with his legs. They had some good QB design draw plays that they hit us on. But in terms of those unscripted plays, kept him in the pocket. No, they've been playing extremely well. They're really a bright spot for us right now. They give us a chance to win every single week, and right now they're the unit that's carrying our football team. So proud of them, the leadership on that side of the ball, how hard they're playing, how well they're preparing, and Coach Garrett Gillick, our defense coordinator, is getting those guys playing at a high level.
How tough is it to overcome the two special teams errors that you had? You mentioned that maybe the coaching staff trying to get everybody in the right mindset on the sideline, but just when you're in a tight defensive game like that, how hard is that to really overcome?
It's really challenging. I mean, this conference in general, every single week, it's going to be a dogfight, and it's been that way for a lot of years now. And a lot of these games come down to one or two possessions. So to basically hand them 9 points and all the momentum on special teams, which has been a unit for us that we've prided ourselves in. It's won games for us this year. And we've played extremely well, and they've been disciplined. So yeah, it's certainly uncharacteristic of our guys, and it's one of those things where, I think we prepared the right way. Sometimes the ball, just doesn't bounce your way. And we got to look inward and be self-critical, have accountability in everything that we're doing. But at the same time, sometimes it goes that way, and you got to tip your cap to Rhode Island. They added a lot of pressure towards us.
Certainly doesn't get any easier this week with a road trip to a Villanova team that is coming off a loss, but certainly has been one of the powers in the CAA. As you get ready for Villanova, what are some of the challenges they present for you?
Yeah, they're a powerhouse team. I mean, perennial top 25 every single year. It's one of the toughest places to play in the country. All the utmost respect to Coach Ferrante, his staff. He's been doing it at a high level at that institution for decades, and they play extremely hard. I think starting defensively, obviously with their 3-3 stack, it's different schematically than a lot of teams that you face. Your combos and your calls up front are going to be different. They can do a good job of stopping the run, while only rushing three and getting extra hats and coverage if they choose to. But they also have pretty prolific blitzing opportunities as well, where they can kind of, come from all over and disguise some things. And I think, the second and third level guys have played a lot of football. There's some fifth and sixth year guys who have played at All-American level, and they're continuing to do that this year. So I think it's as good of a defensive unit as we've faced. And then on the other side of the ball, Connor Watkins is dynamic player, dual threat guy, really elite deep ball, can beat you with his legs, has full grasp of the offense. He's been doing it there for the last 2 or 3 years. Big physically imposing offensive line. And then I really like their young running backs that they have. They've always had a stable of backs, but between Raglan and Abbott, those young guys, really good 1-2 punch. So I just think they're a complete football team. They play extremely hard. They're well coached. So this is going to be a really good test for our team.
CAA, as you know, because you played it, been around it, always competitive. But when you look at the number of teams with no losses, one loss, like how much added importance maybe does this one take on?
Yeah, we're going back to just kind of the mantra. It's the next one. It's obviously a big one based on us losing a little momentum last week, but we got to find a way to play clean in all three phases. Even in some of the wins we've had, I don't know if we've played a complete game, in the last 3 or 4 weeks. So we want to make sure that we can clean up some things internally, focus on our process, what we need to do better, and find a way to go 1-0. There's a lot of football ahead of us. There's a lot of football, obviously left in this conference. Some really good teams out there. So, the teams that are at the top of the conference right now, easily could move down a few pegs here in the next month. So we just got to focus on ourselves, our process, and finding a way to go 1-0.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time today. Safe travels to Philly, and we'll talk again.